along his path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when service is over. Throughout the week, can gather in groups to serve, pray,
community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
Good morning, His Tabernacle. How y'all doing this morning? We want to welcome you guys to the 11 a.m. service, a welcome home weekend. I want you guys to stand up, turn to the person next to you and say, hey neighbor, welcome home. It's good to see you. You are in the greatest church on the face of the planet. Now I want you to turn to them and tell them one good thing God has done in your life this week. Just one. I know God's been blessing all you guys, but turn to them and just say, this is one thing God has done in my life this week. All right, if you guys are ready, I want to just encourage you to just come out of your seats, come down to the altar. If that's too much, just stand up in your seat, but let's get ready to worship our King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Are you ready? Come on, let's just get our hands up in the air. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, this is the day you have made as we're going to be welcoming each other back into the house. First and foremost, I want to welcome you, Holy Spirit, into this place. So, Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, move in this place. And above all, let your name be glorified. If you believe that, shout amen.
Jesus, we just want to lift our hands to you right now and just thank you and tell you how good you are. Go ahead and let him know how good he is this morning. He's a good, good God. You've been so good. You've been so good. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. My heart is full. My heart is full. I love you, Lord. I love you. You've been so good, you've been so good. I thank you, Lord, I thank you. My heart is full, my heart is full. I love you, Lord, I love you. Oh, you've been so good, you've been so good.
Isn't he good? He's just amazing, right? Come on, give God a shout if he's just been so good, if he's been so amazing. Now give God a shout if you're an overcomer. Come on, give God a shout if you're an overcomer. Because we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We are overcomers today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Whew, hallelujah. Seated above, enthroned in the Father's love. Come on, we know this song, destined to die. Destined to die, poured out for all men. Yeah. And God's only son. God's only son, perfect and spotless. One, for he never sinned, but suffered as if he did. Come on and sing this out. Sing all authority. All authority. His name, that beautiful name, hallelujah. Jesus, awesome and powerful. We will overcome. Sing it out. And we will overcome. Come on, I want to hear you. By the blood and the word of our. Yeah, yeah. Everyone overcome. Come on, this is where you get your healing. Sing, we will. We will overcome. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, everyone overcome. Come on and sing this out. Oh, we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our. Shout his name. What's his name? That beautiful name is awesome and powerful forever. Awesome in your name. Come on, we're going to sing this out. We're going to prophesy this. Come on, we will overcome. We will overcome. Yeah, by the blood. Sing, everyone. over. Come on, I want to hear you. I want to hear you all over this place. Just sing, we will. By the blood. Yeah. And the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. One more time. Sing, we will. Savior.
Come on, sing it out loud. Here we go. Jesus. Jesus. Can you give God a shout this morning? I posted something this week that is very real, and that is never let any person or any circumstance steal your joy. Amen. God gave you joy. It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and no one has a right. You have no right to give it to anybody. Amen. That's yours. And today, if you're an overcomer, that means that you've made a decision. No one's going to steal my joy. Amen? That means you can smirk. For those who've been on that 6:15 prayer meeting, we've been talking about it for 3 weeks. And that is, it's called hashtag smirk at the devil. Because when he knows he's already whooped, you can already smirk in his face and let him know, you're defeated, devil, in the name of Jesus. Can I hear an amen? Shout, I'm an overcomer. And actually, that's not true. Shout, I'm more than an overcomer. That's right. If you're an overcomer, that means you had to fight the battle. But when you're more than an overcomer, somebody fought it for you. You just get to enjoy the spoils. Amen? God is so faithful. Today's such a great day. Can you do me a favor? Can you go find 5 or 6 people and say, I'm more than an overcomer. Go find somebody you don't know. Shake their hand. Steve, get up and go shake someone's hand. Go find someone, Stephen. Come on, make sure you meet somebody you've never met before. Shake their hand and say, I'm more than an overcomer. Steve, get out of your chair. Go find somebody else. If I did that, I'd break myself.
Come on, turn to the person beside you and say, good morning, I'm more than an overcomer. What a beautiful day it is. You have a minute and 30 seconds to be nice to somebody. Come on, be nice to somebody. A minute and 30 seconds. The Bible says if you want a friend, you got to be friendly. A minute and 10 seconds. Seconds left. Come on, turn to someone next to you and say good morning. We are a friendly church. Are you guys ready? It's going to be awesome. 25 seconds. Come on, one more. Just one more person you don't know. Say, good morning. You look marvelous today.
Good morning, HT family. Hey. It is time to settle on into your seats and pay attention to the announcements that are up and coming.
We are hosting our first annual candy drive happening October 21st. We want to encourage you to bring in one bag or 12 bags of candy and drop it in the big bucket in the foyer as you come into church that day. Thanks.
We want to invite you to come and join us for our Rock Solid Faith classes every single week. This is an amazing class that will build you in your faith and help equip you in life. So we offer this class in three times, Tuesdays at 7 p.m., Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m., and Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. So make sure you come out and invest in your walk with Jesus.
Praise the Lord. There's always something happening at His Tabernacle Family Church. We're not a quiet church. Turn to someone and say, we're not a quiet church. No, we're not. We want to give a great celebration. Pastor Aaron and Sister Greta had their baby this week. Glory to God. It's a great week. And we have in front of you the children's ministry, and they're going to bless you this morning with a song.
Deep, deep draw no one now. It's an open heaven, you're releasing, and we will never be denied. Cause we're stirring up, cause we're stirring up deep, deep wells. We're stirring up deep, deep waters. We're gonna dance in the river, dance in the river. Cause we're stirring up deep, deep wells. We're stirring up deep, deep waters. We're gonna jump in the river.
Come on, give the children a hand clap. Come on now. Rhonda. Hi, how are you? I love you. I think you guys got to go back up the stairs. Here we go. Come on, can you give the kids one more hand clap? Now, a lot of people, what you don't realize, this is the church of tomorrow. Amen. We're not waiting to get them to do ministry when they're 18. We want them to do ministry now. Amen? So, hi, how are you? You guys did so good today. You guys did so good. We want to welcome all of our guests today. Thank you so much for being with us. You know, we know when a guest comes to the church for the very first time, it's a little bit strange. You go into a place you've never been to before. You're not sure what to expect. Yeah, and you know, we want to give you kudos. And can you give every guest a hand clap for their bravery this morning? Thank you. We encourage our guests to come at least 3 times. The very first time might be, second time you get a little bit more acclimated. And by the third time, it's like, yeah, I can't go back to a quiet church. I think the worst thing that people say about His Tabernacle is, you're a little overexcitable, don't you think? And I'm thinking, what are you going to do when you get to heaven? For goodness sakes, man, we're going to see Jesus. You might as well learn how to shout now. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you're a first-time guest, we're not going to have you stand up or anything, but we do have a gift for you. If you did not yet receive a gift and you're a first-time guest, if you could slide your hand up. People are right there ready to come to you and bless you. Thank you. Right there, a little row right there. Anybody else? Very good. Very good. Thank you so much. Yes. How many are guests, but you already received the packet? Amen. Look at the guests. Very good. Thank you so much. Can you give all of our guests a hand clap this morning? Did you see the kids going like this? The reason is many of you don't realize there's a TV here. Did anybody see the TV? There's a TV right up here. So what that TV's for, yeah, if it falls, you guys are in trouble. But a TV's up there so that we can see the promptings and things like that and words. So the kids were all like this because they like seeing themselves on television. It was really cute. Amen. So we want to welcome all of our online guests. We have between 200 and 300 people every single week that are part of our family that watch on live stream. Can you give our live stream family a hand clap from all over the world? They're watching literally from all over the world. Thank you so much for being part of our family. Can you give Pastor, what's your name? Rwanda. Sister Rwanda. Thank you.
I can prove it. Look in your Bible. 500 times it talks about prayer. It talks about other things. Heaven, 500 times. But when it talks about money, 2,000 times. And why is it that Jesus himself talks about money so much? Because money is what makes your whole life go around. You spend more time thinking about money than we get to even talk about money. 40 plus hours a week you take to earn money. And then the rest of the time, you're spending it and paying bills. Your life revolves around money, and God takes pleasure in your prosperity. So in this house, we gladly share the word on prosperity and sowing and reaping and tithing. So yes, expect that every week we will give opportunity for our family to give into the house of God. If you're ready this morning, stand to your feet. We make a supernatural declaration, and it's easy. Just repeat it after me. It's the word of God. You can find it in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Now, the second half of Deuteronomy 28 is all about what happens when we don't give. But we're going to focus on the first half for those obedient like we are in this house. Amen. So it says, if I obey, then I am blessed going in and I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse and I am blessed in my basket. Blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up because I'm a child of God. I'm blessed. right along with us.
Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the fields. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed. Turn it around, it's gonna work in your favor. Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around, it's gonna work in your favor. Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around, it's gonna work in your favor. We're blessed in the city, we're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed.
Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Praise the Lord. We're excited today. We have, actually, you're probably going to be in one of the shortest services at His Tabernacle you've ever been in your entire life. And the reason is we have a presentation for you, a drama for you, that I think is phenomenally powerful. What we're going to do with this drama is every year for the next 3 to 4 years on Welcome Home Weekend, we're going to do the same drama, maybe just a little bit different and switch it up a little bit. But we want to make sure that you understand that we want to start a precedent to where you can start inviting your friends to Welcome Home Weekend. Now, I don't know if you were here for yesterday's food for the church picnic, but dear Lord, was that good. Amen? Sister Banfield made a dessert. It was a cookie bottom, a custard on top with fruit all lined up in a row. It was so good. Glory to Jesus. I don't know who made the brownies, but the Lord loves you. Amen. So I just want to encourage you, make sure you participate with the house of God. There's so much to do. Turn to someone and say, you need to join a group. Tell somebody else you need to join a group. That's right. That's how we build relationship. Acts chapter 2, verse 42 is the blueprint of heaven for church. And we want to make sure we follow God's blueprint. He knows what he's doing. Amen. We have a phenomenal presentation for you. It's entitled, actually, Eternity's Choice or Eternal Choice. And I want to challenge you. Every one of us in this room have been faced with eternal choices. Some of you have made correct ones. Some of us have been challenged making them. And some of us have simply rejected. And we all have a right to do that. You know, God has given us the right to free will. It's the greatest, worst thing that God has ever blessed us with. Free will means that we have the right to choose or not to choose to serve God. And today, I want to present to you this presentation called Eternal Choices.
Also know me. You know I like to look good.
I mean, if they're
gonna take all your money, you might as well.
Pause. If you can put all this makeup on to impress some guy you don't even know, I can look good for church. Seriously, you're basically paying for a burger you can't even finish because this guy might notice you.
All right, I'm sorry. I know you've told me about your church stuff like a million times, but I still don't get it. Why do you even try?
Because I tried, and it worked.
So I keep doing it.
It's really that simple. It's not rocket science.
You can keep your simple life, but the way I see it, you can't drink, you can't smoke, you can't even have sex. Like, that's a basic human right. You can do what's simple, I'm gonna live my life to the fullest.
All right, as crazy as it may sound, I understand. But you cannot deny someone's testimony. And you know my testimony. You've seen the change in my life since I've accepted Jesus.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And look how nice I am now. I wasn't like this before.
Come on. No, we're not.
Listen, I know you love living your life the way you do or whatever, but I also know you feel emptiness inside.
I do not.
Listen, you're trying to get all dolled up so some guy will give you attention.
Yeah.
When you meet Jesus, I mean really get to know Jesus, it changes everything. You find your purpose in him. All the other stuff doesn't matter anymore. I mean, it's not about what you can do and what you can't do. It's about finding your purpose in Jesus. It literally changes everything.
Okay, I just don't understand why God would give us this life to live and then not even let us live it the way that we want.
I have a question for you. How is living life your way really working for you? Seriously, how has this worked for you?
I mean, I'm not hashtag blessed or anything, but I'm doing okay.
Carmen, you and I have talked about this a million times. You know the truth. Really? I guess when you're ready to change, you just will.
I hate to break it to you, Taylor, but I'm never gonna change. For anyone.
I have much bigger plans for you than to see your future as children.
Wait, you didn't take me from Earth? You didn't want me to die?
No, I would never want you to die before your time. I can't control the will of man, and you were hit by a drunk driver, someone whose choices and will are fatal in your own hands.
But I thought that you controlled everything. Heaven has to meet another angel. It must have been her time. These are things that people have been telling me since I can remember.
People who don't know me, Carmen. People who don't know me make up reasons as to why things happen. No, I don't need another angel in heaven. And not everything happens for a reason. But I do tell you the truth. I do make everything work for good for those who love me.
Wow. I really wish I would have known that before this happened.
Well, Carmen, you have plenty of chances to get to know the plans that I have for you. You were on the right track at first. You chose to start serving me at 17 years old. For about 2 weeks, you thought about opening my word. You prayed to me a little bit, felt my presence here and there at church, but you never chose to love me. I sent one person to tell you about me as much as she could.
Taylor, where is she? Can I see
her? She told you about the plans I have for you. Plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. She told you total of 11 times in the 8 years she came to know me. All 11 of those times, you chose to be your own God and walk on your own road. I'm sorry.
Carmen Coleman, your name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Wait, I don't understand.
You never accepted the blood payment that I made for your sins. I am the way, the truth, and the life. None can come to the Father except through me.
But it's not like I worship the devil or anything, and I never said that you didn't exist.
But you never lived your life as though I did. You say you have faith because you believe there's one God. But even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror.
No, but I'm a good person. I never murdered anyone or hurt anybody. I didn't lie. I just don't see how you could do this to me.
You know, I've given you the choice to choose between life and death, between curses and blessings. Now I call forth heaven and earth to witness the choice that you would make. And oh, that you would choose life. I don't force anyone to follow me or love me. I give everyone the same choice.
But I didn't ask for any of this. How is any of this my choice?
So how can they call upon him unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him unless they hear about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them, Carmen, I sent someone to you many times and you still chose to ignore me.
But that's not fair. Am I supposed to just believe anything that comes flying out of Taylor's mouth?
Well, faith comes by hearing. That is hearing the good news of Christ. I tell you the truth, if you even had faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible.
But Jesus, I thought that you loved everyone. How is doing this to me showing me love?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would call upon him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I will that none would perish, but that all would come to repentance. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone would hear my voice and open the door, I would come in to him and dine with him, and he with me.
Okay, but I know now. So you can just send me back, and I'll pray, and I'll worship, and I'll lead Bible study. I'll do everything that Taylor said. Just please, please give me another chance. Please.
Carmen. I wish that you chose me, as I've chosen you since the foundations of the earth. I love you, even in this very moment. But nevertheless, depart from me, for I never knew you.
No, please, Jesus, don't go. Don't go, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Accept the blood that I shed for them. And without accepting that kingdom, they can't enter into my kingdom. Carmen chose differently than you did, too. No, Jesus, I tried to tell her about you. I did. I took her to church, and I talked about you all the time. I told her how great you were and how you were my savior.
I know you did. I know you did. And that's why you're here in front of me now. Let's see. You were saved at youth camp at 17 years old. You lived a total of 8 years as a born-again Christian, and during that time you were faithful to me and searched for opportunities to serve me wherever you went. You led 11 people into the family of heaven, and you witnessed to 24 of your friends and relatives. Some of those people were more difficult to love than others, and there were some times when your flesh fought against my spirit. Although you allowed it to win a few times, you came back to me and repented in my presence. You did not let your heart stay hardened when ministry became difficult. And when I reminded you that your seeds of obedience would result in an eternal harvest,
You kept pushing my kingdom forward. Taylor, you put my will first and loved me above everything and everyone else. Your worship blessed me so much and I adored every word you spoke to me. You blessed those who cursed me, loved those who hated you, and you provided people the opportunity to know me. Whether or not they responded is no fault of your own, but what matters is your obedience to my will. And for that, I am eternally grateful. Well done, thy good and faithful servant.
Taylor Smith. Your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes! Yes! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you so much, Jesus! Thank you! Thank you!
Wait till you see the place that I prepared for you.
It is beautiful! It's all there!
I made it exactly to your taste.
Oh, thank you!
Singing on stage at that one church?
No, that wasn't me.
Nathan, what's good, bro? Get in here, man.
What took you so long?
Oh my God, you're finally here. I've been waiting for you, like, all night, you know? I texted you maybe, like, once or twice, but, yeah. So I was just confused because you didn't text me back yet, so I was just, like, kind of waiting, but I knew you were going to show up. Like, I totally knew that you were going to be here, so... like totally not a big deal because I wasn't waiting, but I just saw you.
I don't know you.
It's not surprising. Sorry. I'm kind of like, I'm not really making any sense, but I mean, you're here, so I guess everything kind of makes sense now, right?
Yeah, sure. Let me catch you later.
Yeah, okay.
Save me one of those, all right?
Yeah, I can.
Bro, who is that crazy chick?
I don't know, man. She was really weird, bro. I don't know.
Bro, she was feeling it. You better get that.
I don't know what to do. What would my grandma say about this?
I've been praying for you, Nathan. If you're ever lost or confused, just pray to the Holy Spirit and he will guide you. You can come to Grandma's house anytime you want, and I'll tell you what the Word says. Nathan, I just love and adore you so much, but you've been worrying me. You don't have to end up like your father, despite what everybody says. If you just allow your steps to be ordered by the Lord, everything will be all right.
Come on, get out of your head. Just get back out there, get wasted, and hit on that girl. Stop being such a freaking whiny loser.
I see greatness in you, baby. I know you're meant to turn our whole family history around. But the seeds you sow now will affect your future. Stay close to Jesus, and you'll see where he can take you and that precious gift he's giving you.
Okay. I should just go home. I'll tell Pastor what's going on. Whatever happens, happens. This crap's just not worth it. It's not worth my future. It's not too late, and I should just head home.
Let's do this.
Yo, Nathan, are you all right, bro?
Nathan, what's going on, man?
Is he all right? What's going on?
Sorry, no, I should have left that party. I should have listened to my grandmother. I shouldn't have ignored you. I'm so sorry.
Nathan, I'm sorry that you ended up here. And at such a young age, those were not the plans that I had for you. I gave you a gift to bring my people into my presence so that I can comfort them and heal them. I plan on using you as a worship leader for a very long time. What happened?
I don't know, but I got to sing like every Sunday. I even got to lead some Bible studies.
Yes, but at what cost?
What?
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Nathan, you led worship at your home church for 5 years. During those 5 years, you only missed 3 Sunday services, you helped out with children's ministry, and you led a few Bible studies, yes, but you led a different life behind closed doors. You rarely read my word in your alone time, almost never prayed unless you were afraid. And you never sought my presence when I urged you to. But on Sundays, you'd be singing about how good I was. Now tell me, Nathan, how did you know how good I was if you never sought my heart out?
I knew your word. I would go see my grandmother all the time, and she'd quote scripture to me literally all the time. I can quote more scripture than most people at my church.
But you never hid my word in your heart. You used my word, taught it in front of my people to make yourself look good. You moved people to tears with the voice I granted you with. Never were you interested in allowing my Holy Spirit to move you in this way. You used my gift that I placed in your hands to win the hearts of the people, and all the while you forgot about pleasing me and what I wanted.
How did I not please you, Lord? I went to church. I even tithed. Sometimes. And I did pray, and I did worship you.
Nathan, and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites who love to be seen standing in synagogues and on the front of the streets by men. You used foul language, you ignored the promptings of my voice, and you disobeyed the very word that you claimed to know so well, so much that by the time church was over, you were unrecognizable as one of my children.
I guess I didn't live a perfect life, but come on. I did so much for your kingdom, more than most of the people at that church. And I felt your presence before. I prayed for other people, and I watched them get set free.
Nathan, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils in thy name? Have we not done many wonderful works? As much as you enjoyed being used in my house, you neglected your relationship with me, and you allowed the enemy to convince you that somehow living a double-sided life was somehow acceptable. And that you will remain one of my blood-bought children.
No, I am your child.
My sheep hear my voice. They know me, and they follow me.
Okay,
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
My friends, they always made me choose between church and whatever they wanted. I didn't know what to do. I was trapped.
Nathan, because you are neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
I love you. I know I messed up, but I love you. I know now.
Nathan, if you loved me, you would have kept my commandments.
Nathan Parks, your name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Oh, I'm sorry. Depart from me, for I never knew you.
No, please, Jesus, give me another chance. I'm sorry. Please. Oh. Please, no. Please, no.
No, please, no. Please, no. 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 No Screw it, let's do this. Screw it, let's do this.
Screw it, let's do this. Screw it, let's do this.
Screw it, let's do this. Screw it, let's do this. Screw it, let's do this. Screw it, let's do this. Screw it, let's do this. Screw it, let's do this. Screw it, let's do this. Screw it, let's do this. Screw it, let's do this. Screw it, let's do this. Screw it, let's do this. Screw it, let's do this. Screw it, let's do this.
Today, I give each and every one of you the opportunity to choose. To choose between life or death, between curses and blessings. And oh, that you would choose life. I will that none would perish, but that all would come to repentance.
It's amazing when you realize how serious one Sunday can be. You see, you and I can't change our yesterday, but today is a new day. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. You see, what you saw depicted here wasn't just a religious thought process. It's literally how it's going to happen in the end times. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. Every one of us will stand before the judgment of God. If you are a believer, you and I will be judged for our words and our works. Thank God for Jesus, because we had chosen to follow him. He washes our sins away. He throws our sin as far as to the east as to the west and remembers them no more. We're justified in Christ. And he's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Our names will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But there's a second type of judgment. It's called the White Throne Judgment. And there are two books at that one too. The Book of Works, where as you watched literally every sin, every opportunity that you had to follow Christ, will be written in that book. Our life will be described to us, and then the book will be opened and our names will not be in it. How is that possible? God, if you love me, how could you send me to hell? Jesus, if you really love me, how would you damn me to the lake of fire? You see, Jesus, he damns nobody. The truth is that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, sin has to be paid for. When you and I accept Jesus as our Savior, he paid the price. The Bible says, for he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. It's not about joining a church. It's not about joining a religion. It's not about getting a religious tag on your head. It's about knowing him, walking with him, and talking with him. Christ came to restore what Adam and Eve lost, and that was that intimacy with God. God is desperately after intimacy with you, to know you, to call you child, to say, well done. I've got a place prepared for you and just for you. But for those who've rejected Christ, you might be sitting in this room today and say, well, you know, I don't buy that religious jargon. But you see, September 23rd at noon, you will never forget this moment. It'll be read to you on that day that of judgment in your life, where if you've chosen to reject Christ, he'll say, I sent somebody to you. I sent them to you. You see, your friend brought you to church. You saw the presentation. You heard my gospel. And at noon on September 23rd, you made a decision in your own heart. I will pay for my own sins. See, the wages of sin is death. And someone has to pay the price for sin. When we choose Jesus, thank God for Jesus. Amen. The blood washes away your sin. But when you reject Christ, you're actually saying, I'm willing to pay for my own sin. I'm willing to pay the price myself. You see, Christ sends no one to the lake of fire. We've made the decision. I'm paying that price myself. See, it's not rejecting religion. It's not rejecting church. It's rejecting the blood of the Son who gave his all for you and I. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. If you're living half in and half out, I want you to know that the half that's out is going to win. You can't serve both masters. Today, this is not just a church play. We took it right out of the Bible because we want you to hear the Bible, not religion. Each one of us have a choice. I'm never going to change. Screw it. We all might have our little cliche statement we make, but the acceptance of rejection or acceptance of Christ is a personal decision. Well, Pastor, why do you got to try to scare us? The Bible says some are saved by fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Sometimes you need to be smarter. Sometimes you can't be smarter without the knowledge that this is actually what's going to happen. But I want you to realize very quickly that this is so toned down to what it's going to be in eternity. Can you imagine if it wasn't a play? But Lord, I did this. But Lord, I did that. And Christ will just look at you and say, listen, I don't know you. What shall it profit a man if he gains the entire world, yet loses his only soul? And what will a person give in exchange for their soul? Hear me now, please, from the very depths of heaven. You need to hear what God's heart is for your life. He longs for you. He loves you. He wants you to be called child, son and daughter of the Most High. He wants to spend all of eternity with you, but he cannot and will not make anybody choose him. You have to make your own choice. Mama, daddy can't make it for you. Husband, wife can't make it for you. Preacher can't make it for you. It's your choice. I choose Christ, who washes my sins away, or I choose me. I'll pay for my own. It doesn't get simpler than that. That's why the gospel is simple. Eternity so long. At His Tabernacle, we don't even have a membership because I don't want anybody to use that as an excuse to say they're going to heaven. There's only one name under heaven which shall be saved. It's the name of Jesus. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. But I want to remind you that when you say you believe in God, it can't be a noun, it's going to be a verb. Relationship with him. Today, that's what God is after in your life. And truly, at His Tabernacle, that's all we have to offer. We just simply want you to know God. And if you stood before the judgment today and the books were open, would your name be written or would you be lost? You know, those demons, they're pretty nasty looking, but they're nothing close to what the reality is. Oh, but Pastor, when I get to hell, I'm going to party with my friends. Listen, it's nothing like that. When you start really understanding the description of hell, it's you are all by yourself. You're all alone. You will never talk to another human being again. You will never sleep again. You will never rest again. And you will never forget every time you chose to live your own life. Some people just aren't afraid of God enough. And I'm not talking, I'm talking, and honor. You know, my dad, he was a contractor. And he had arms, we call them Popeye arms. And when I did something wrong, my ma, very rarely, you know, she would just say, your father's coming home. Now, She would say, go to your room. You'll be right up. I go to my room. My dad would come up the stairs and I'd hear him. The old New England stairs, they creaked all the way to the top. He used a black belt to discipline me. He never beat me, but he definitely disciplined me. And sometimes I chose not to do what I could have done, not because I couldn't, but because I had a genuine, honorable fear for my father's retribution. And sometimes we don't fear God enough. We think that we can live any way we want, do anything we want. God's got to accept us. And I want you to recognize that's not how it works. Living for Christ, if you want to save your life, you must lose it. Today, religion just wants you to say, I joined a church. But Jesus said, I want to be part of your life. Today, I want to lead you to the best friend. You saw the depiction of Christ stand right here and say, I'm giving you all a choice today. September 23rd, 1207, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43. As time is ticking by, our opportunities tick by. And I challenge you today to choose Jesus. Really choose him. To literally serve him all the rest of your life. I want you to know, he only has goodness. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. That God's got greatness for you, not just goodness. That God has a phenomenal plan for your life. That he has a purpose for you being on this planet. And that there are people who need you. They need what God has got to place inside of you. They need your encouragement. They need your love. They need your direction. They need your example. And they need your words to follow Jesus so they too can go to heaven. I'd like you to bow your heads with me for just a moment. And the reason I do that is just so that you could take just a moment, closed off from everybody around you, and just you and Jesus for just a moment. Can you ask Jesus something for me? Can you ask him, if you were to take your last breath today, what judgment you would be at? Come on. Just because you believe in God don't mean you're going to heaven. The Bible says the devils believe in God and tremble. It's accepting him, living in him, knowing him, walking with him, having a relationship with him. Do you have that? If you're not sure, it's definitely no. Today, I want to lead you to the best friend you're ever going to have. I want you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt today that when you make that decision for Jesus, that you don't have to wonder what judgment you'll end up. And he'll look at you and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I prepared a place just for you. It's awesome. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, what's your choice? Is it, I'm never going to change? I'm never going to change. Screw it. Let's do this. Or is it, Jesus, I choose you. Today, if you'd like to get right with God, or you'd like to be saved, accept Jesus as your Savior, I'd like you to slide your hand up right now. Is there anybody in the room? Thank you, ma'am. You can put it right back down. Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone else? It doesn't matter who's near you. Watch, you're all by yourself. Thank you very much in the bag. It's just you and Jesus, ma'am, when it comes down to it. You don't have to please the person next to you. You don't even have to have them like you. It's just you and God. Is there anyone else this morning? I'm not going to wait real long. Come on, come on. Five. Come on, get your hand up. Four. Three. Come on, get your hand up. Thank you, sir. Two. Oh, come on. Thank you very much. Yes, I see that hand. Do you want to know why I count down? Thank you very much. Do you want to know why I count down? Thank you. Because when I say one, it could be your last one. I was talking to Terry Keegan just a little bit earlier after the very first example, the very first time we saw this. And he said, you know something, Pastor? That last guy was me. He said, I went to a party and I got so drunk that when I went outside, I passed out. It was minus 5 degrees. If my friends had not come out and found me, I would have been dead. That's just one. I'm sure there's far more of you in this room. Don't miss your one. Today is the day. I'm going to count down real quick. If you didn't raise your hand, get it up. 5, 4. Come on, get your hand up. 3. Thank you, sir. 2. Come on. And 1. Let's all stand to our feet this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, God. Now I'm going to ask you to turn to the person next to you this morning. Turn to the person right next to you and say, if you didn't raise your hand, but you wanted to, I want you to know I'm right here for you. Now I'm going to ask all those who raise their hand. The Bible says, if you confess me before man, I'll confess you before my Father. If you raise your hand to give your heart to Jesus, I want you to be brave. Grab the person next to you. Meet me right up front. Come on, meet me right up front. Come right out of your chair. Meet me right up front. Come on, come on. You raise your hand. Be brave, be brave. Who cares what people think? This is your moment, your time. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. I'm proud of y'all. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Come on, there's more. I know there's a few more. Come on, be brave. Step right out of your chair. You were brave enough to raise your hand. You knew you needed God enough to raise your hand. Come on, give them another hand clap until they make their way to the front. Please be brave. Come out of your chair. This is Mindy right here and her team, and we're going to pray with you. We're going to get your Bibles. We don't only want you to start this, we want you to finish this. Amen? It's not just how you start, it's how you finish. And so that young man started, but he didn't finish. We're going to get you all the way. Is that fair? We're going to get you all that you need to go all the way with Jesus, because we believe in you and so does God. So if you'll follow Mindy over right now, we're going to pray with you right over in this corner. Thank you so much. Give him another hand clap this morning. Don't let heaven outshout you. Don't let heaven outshout you. The Bible says when one soul gets saved, all of heaven breaks into a party. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this awesome day. We thank you, God, that you've called us to be witnesses. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you will use us this week to lead at least one person to you, to bring them to church next week, that, God, we may be able to be that testimony to the community that my God is not just alive, but he's alive in me. And, God, we give you all the glory, all the praise in Jesus' name. And everybody shout it. We love you. We'll see you next week. Serve God with all of your heart.